All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Ellick, alongside, who are you?
Oh, me? I'm Dustin.
All right, Dustin the Dust. The Dust Pastula, as everyone refers to him as.
Of course, everybody.
You know, here it is. So here it is, Super Bowl week. We got Radio Row going on, the Eagles. And the Patriots match up Sunday night.
It doesn't matter.
What? Yeah,
doesn't
all
matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Kraft owns the league. Patriots.
No, I don't know, all man. Right. Listen.
Come on.
This is
You think if Foles pumps his hand, the play clock will magically increase? Come on.
Yeah,
get
I saw
out of
that.
Here.
I don't know.
Get
you know what?
Out
I'm
of
not.
Here.
I'm not even. I'm not going to have any negativity.
And you know what? I hope it's all just people being conspiracy theorists. And no, because honestly. You know, regardless of anything else, you know, that would just be sad.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, you see all this stuff. I just, you know, I don't know if you saw my Facebook. I posted a video.
Sure.
And I
Is this fake news, by the way?
Well, that's why my status was like, look, I don't know how real this is.
Right.
But, you know, I said, honestly, it's like when you stop believing in Santa Claus and then you watch the movie, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
And they like answer all the like the. You know what? That would be how he would get down houses without chimneys. Like, you know what I mean? So you start to think. The video did the same thing. It made you think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it talked about the fact that, you know, in the Jaguars game, they had almost 200.
You know what, though?
Wait a minute. They had almost 200 yards of penalties called against them. And then the Patriots, no offensive or defensive penalties, and then 10 yards on special teams.
Okay, don't worry
like,
about it.
You know
enjoy
what I
the
mean?
Win, man.
Yeah, hey, exactly. Andy says enjoy the win.
Right, yeah. But what I'm trying to say is if the Patriots beat the Eagles, I hope it's a clean
A
game.
Clean win? Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? That's all I want. That's all I want.
917-889-8018. Then press 1 to talk to us.
Who's
We're taking
nine?
Your calls. That's our number. We're taking your calls
okay.
all night long up until the 10 o'clock hour. We got Rob Garino from Fox 29 coming on here at 8:50. He's going to give you the prediction. And now the latest forecast. Calls for
Ooh.
Snow
oh, we,
Super Bowl Sunday into Monday, which would work out perfectly for all those Philadelphia fans. If the Eagles win, they could just relax into Monday and not have to worry about work. I'm one of them. And then we have the parade now actually being told it's going to be Wednesday.
I don't think you should be talking about no parades. Okay?
I don't know, man.
I
do.
I look.
What?
Look. I think I'm the out of the two of us, I'm the one that believes in the Eagles from the start.
Right.
Okay. So, and I'm not even an Eagles fan.
Right.
And you know, with the Patriots beating the Titans, you know, I'm that much more behind you guys.
Oh, I hear you.
But the same time, it's still an uphill battle. And you know what? I think
I'm
the
just
one
not
thing
that.
I think I'll tell you what, and you're gonna like this.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'll tell you, what I see as good news for the Eagles is a simple interview with Bill Belichick. An interview where, now you know Bill Belichick when it comes to playoffs, he doesn't disclose anything. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't talk about anything. He doesn't do anything that might even relate to a hint, right?
Right.
A reporter or whatever asked him, how do you feel about the front four of the Eagles defense? And Bill Belichick's response was, I wish it was only four I had to worry about.
Well,
now this is a guy who doesn't say anything
about
his concerns or anything ever. Okay. And right there, he's telling you, he's not worried about the Eagles front four because they don't just have four. They have a rotating line. They have up to eight guys in there that can completely destroy his offense.
Yeah,
and I think that is the key to an Eagles victory, is destroying the Patriots' offensive line, getting to Tom Brady, getting him upset, making him play out of anger and frustration, and that's how you're going to beat the Patriots.
From 97.5 tonight, we have Jason Martinez joining the show at 9:15. He's going to give you what people on 97.5 The Fanatic have been saying all week, and his Super Bowl prediction. I can't believe we're here. I just can't.
I can.
This is.
I
he's going to give us his Eagles Super Bowl prediction.
I called
Wow,
this.
Listen to that word. You didn't call this. Week one, did you say the Eagles are going to be in the Super Bowl?
Nobody's going to say that dumb
crap.
Well,
there is.
One,
I have been listening throughout the week, and there actually have been callers that have said, "No, see, I told you the Eagles." Now, brother, all right? Don't give me that.
What I'm saying is, from the beginning, I definitely have said, I can see the Eagles making the Super Bowl. I've said that from the very beginning.
I didn't. I said 7-9. I didn't think this team was ready yet.
I think I said 11-5 week
and
one.
And then you upped it.
And then by week three, I was at 14-2.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was close.
Yeah, you're close. I mean, you know, if they don't lay an egg against the Cowboys in a meaningless game, you know, they beat. In my mind, they were 13-2 this year. I really don't even count that last loss because it didn't mean anything. But yeah, I mean, throughout the show,
it was just a time killer.
We're going to be talking to Rob Guarino. We got Jason Martinez. We're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. And also, you're going to get the Super Bowl prediction. I want to know how everyone feels out there. This Eagles team in the rematch against Brady and the Patriots. Think about this.
Yeah.
So 2004,
yeah.
Eagles went through Vikings, Falcons.
Yeah.
This year,
yeah.
Eagles went through Falcons. Vikings,
right?
Same teams. We're playing the Patriots,
right?
Eagles. We're playing Bill Belichick and Tom Brady,
right?
Throughout over 12 years, players have came and gone. I mean, there's some players. I mean, look at it this way. Vrabel is now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on that team in 2004
yep.
against the Eagles, and now he's a coach. And guess who remains there?
Who?
Tom freaking Brady. Tom Brady is the constant in this thing. Tom Brady's still there. And I don't know.
Yeah, through
incredible.
Filming opposing team sidelines and deflating balls. And
I'm not, you know what?
You know,
I don't want any excuses.
I understand he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I just
the best.
I just don't like the guy.
Well,
I don't like the guy.
I hear you.
I wonder if, and, you know, I'll probably get crap for this, but
right.
I wonder if he would have been this great on a different team.
Well,
I wonder. But then again, you could say that about any player in history. So
this is true. I mean, you know what?
Like, you know, anyway, you know what I find pretty cool?
What?
About this Super Bowl?
What?
Especially with everything that's going on in the country today.
What?
Everybody, whatever. I like the way that you can see this Super Bowl as a unifying thing to bring mm-hmm. us together as a country. Because I'll tell you what. Patriots, obviously, nicknamed after what we are,
mm-hmm.
right, as
yeah.
a country.
And the Eagle.
Red, white, and blue
right.
as their colors.
Yeah.
And they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. the Eagle being
yeah.
our national mascot.
Yeah.
So it really is an American Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah. And that doesn't include America's team, as they like to call themselves, the Dallas Cowboys, which, by the way, talked to a couple
Why?
Cowboys fans.
Why? Because they have a star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
I talked to a couple people this week, and it's weird hearing them say this, but Cowboys fans, you know, I'm just going to name one. So my neighbor, Matt, I walked out the other day, I was taking the garbage out, and I saw him, and he rolled up to me, and he's just like, wow, man. I'm like, you're shocked. And he's like, I am. I got to be honest, man. I'm shocked. And I asked him, I'm like, well, look, I'm not cheering for the Eagles, but do you think the Eagles can make a game of it? And he's like, hold on a second. Now, I'm not a Tom Brady fan. And right away when he said this, I knew where he was going.
Yeah.
I'm like,
of course.
It smelled. I'm like, don't do it. And he's like, no, you know what? It'd be cool to have the world champs in our division. I'm actually pulling for you guys. The stench, I was like, oh, I don't want a Dallas Cowboys fan to be cheering for Philadelphia Eagles. It's just weird to me. I don't want them on my side in this whole thing. But the one thing I will say is at least when the Dallas Cowboys fans come in here and they get their ass kicked,
yeah.
they take it. They yeah. take their ass kicking. The New York Giants, they take their ass kicking. The Washington Redskins, basically any other team, they take their ass kicking. You know who doesn't?
Who?
The Minnesota Vikings fans. They are the whiners of the earth. They are babies. I'm listening to Minnesota Vikings fans.
All the posts of them like,
oh
look
what
we had to walk through
God.
At Lincoln Financial Field. Excuse me, that was in front of one entrance. You
oh
could have went
God.
In any other entrance. Any other
Talk
entrance.
Talk about babies.
But you know what? I will say this. I will say this. I will say I have two friends that went to the game, mm-hmm. and they're from Minnesota. They're Vikings fans through and through. And you know what they said? They enjoyed themselves at that game. They had a good time. And they even said, and this was my argument with people who were posting about Eagles fans did this to the Vikings, whatever. But I said, look, you know, these two said that, you know, regardless of an incident where a drunk Eagles fan, like, you know, elbowed the my friend's wife in the back of the head. But guess what? He ran away after that. Eagles fans stopped him, and the security guards, before kicking him out, made him apologize.
Yeah,
and
you know,
and they said that the Eagles fans sitting around them were nice people.
Listen,
they were good people.
You're gonna
so you know what? You have bad fans everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and you know what? And the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We can go into a laundry list.
The Eagles. Okay. You could even look at honestly Seahawks fans. I've heard a pretty relentless. But then again, you're also looking at some of the most loyal fans in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Here's what I want to say. All right. I'm listening to Minnesota Vikings fan. Now, Chris Maragos of the Eagles, they have actually told restaurant owners and stuff to purposely not let Eagles and their fans into any restaurants, hotels. They are not taking people from Philadelphia in their hotels because they're going to make us suffer. You are hurting your own businesses because you're still upset about
Eagles fans going in the Minnesota.
Right. And you're still upset about the ass kicking you got.
It is not Philadelphia's fault that you played the worst game of your season.
Dude, it's incredible.
In the NFC Championship.
And guess what? I got one thing to say. Case Keenum absolutely sucks. Okay? I didn't get a chance to say this last week because Blog Talk couldn't get their stuff together.
Hey.
But Case Keenum stinks.
Exactly. Listen. That is what – look, and if they would have played strong defenses throughout the season, that's what would have happened to them.
You know, and let me just call out a couple people here, all right? And this I never usually do, but I'm going to call out some of our callers, okay?
I have nothing to do with this, by the way.
That's fine, all right? Because I will call out Rob from Walnut Port or Danielsville or wherever the hell he's from now.
I don't know where he's from.
Right, exactly. It's different every week. Rob, I'm calling you out. If you're listening, call in the show. I want to hear from you. All season, you've been busting my ass.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, oh, skull, skull, skull.
Yeah.
The only skull I think of right now is the cigarettes, all right? I don't think of anything
chewing
skull.
Tobacco, chewing
or whatever, same thing. Who cares? All right? It's bad for you. Just like the Vikings, they're bad for you. Don't like that team. They're crybaby weasels.
I see what you did there. That was nice.
Right.
That was nice.
They're crybaby weasels, and all their fans are, too. And, Rob, if you're listening, I dare you to call in because I want to know from you.
Triple-double dog.
What's the reason? What's the reason? What I want to know, what's your excuse this week?
Oh, you know he's going to go to.
Oh, the Cowboys, and when you guys threw whatever.
Oh, he's going to go back in history.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing he can ask. Because let me tell you, your Vikings came in here, got dismantled. Dismantled. You got nothing.
Nobody predicted.
No,
even,
but guess what?
Even people who predicted the Eagles to win did not predict such a trouncing.
But the way it is it happened, and now this is exactly what you need to deal with. They got their ass kicked, all right? Absolutely got their ass kicked. Now they have to live with it. Now they have to know that, all right, Philadelphia Eagles, at least on that night, were much, much better. And Case Keenum stinks, by the way. And I said that from the beginning of the season. He thinks he's going to cost you, and you know that.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah. But it's going to come back to haunt him. Case Keenum stinks, and he's going to cost you the game. Now, I don't know if he cost them the game, but holy crap.
I wouldn't say he cost them the game. I mean, their defense didn't play as well as it normally does. I mean, their offense couldn't get it together. They couldn't get in sync. I think it was honestly a team failure, failure just being the best word for it. But again, when a team falls like that,
right,
a great quarterback, a good quarterback can get them back in line.
Yeah. And you know what? And for Mike Zimmer to do the thing that he did after the game, oh, I'm not taking post-game press. Dude, that's your job. If you can't stand there and face the nation when you got your ass kicked by over 30 points, then there's a problem there. And I have a problem with that. So Coach Zimmer, as much as I used to respect him, I don't respect him anymore. You got your ass handed to you on a silver platter by Nick Foles, the guy that you were saying, oh, this is the same guy that the Falcons were saying, oh, well, this is going to be our bye week. And you know what LeGarrette Blount said? Hey, Falcons, you were saying it's going to be your bye week. And guess what? It was. Bye. And that's exactly it. You know, they stink. And I'm so glad that happened the way it did. Because people like Rob, people like Mike Russo, all right? All these people throughout the season that were saying, oh, I don't know, though. And then when Carson Wentz went down, they were with me. But I was, even though I wasn't rooting for no success at all, I felt like it was over. Dude, I was crying on this program week after Carson Wentz went down.
I know. I really enjoyed making fun of you for it.
Well,
it was great.
Hey, man, I'm passionate about this team. And I don't know. It something happened where this team has the next man up mentality. And when you have that mentality, you feel it. And this team absolutely right now feels it. And that's why I am predicting the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Can you believe it? I just did it.
Prediction for your team.
The Eagles will win the Super Bowl.
Finally making a prediction for your team.
Are you shocked that I did that?
No.
Now,
I knew you would do that.
All year, I've been saying the opposite of what I did, that reverse mentality. So in our prediction segment, I'm going to pick the Patriots to win because I'm superstitious.
Yeah,
that
but, see,
if I
yeah,
pick
but
them,
that superstition is false now because you
no,
can't.
Because
no,
I picked the Vikings,
no,
remember?
But you can't say – because when you picked the Vikings,
yeah,
you said, I think the Eagles can win.
Right.
But right now, you just said the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. So in our pick segment, whether you pick the Patriots whether you pick the Patriots or not, if you believe in superstition in the universe and all that hoopla, blah, blah, you know, the way that works is they know in your gut you're picking the Eagles.
That's fine.
So
that's, fine.
So that's not going to work, picking the other team.
Well, because to the football gods, it will.
No, it won't.
Rob Guarino's coming up momentarily. We got Jason Martinez from 97.5 The Fanatic also coming up. And we are taking your calls at 917-889-8018. Preston wanted to talk to us, and we will be right back right after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right. We got Werkheiser Electric over here. They're always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons on the website, and you can go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, guys, you mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. They are servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. All right. They did it for me with my Christmas attraction lights in Greenewalds, and they could do it for you. If you call them today, it's 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElect.com. Also, Deku Auto Body over there. I know a couple people actually got in car accidents recently, and I told them, you got to go to Deku. You got to go to DekuAutoBody.com. They're located in Catasauqua at 1135 Howardtown Road. They are family owned and operating since 1948. They got state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible, and you get 90 days free. All right? It's 45 seconds to approve it. You can get updated repair status online and watch your car as it gets repaired. Because they have pictures of the repairs as they happen, updated daily on the website at DekuAutoBody.com, 610-264-5507. Also, Miller Lite, It really is. I mean, I'm drinking one right now, to be honest with you. It's the greatest light beer and the original light beer. All right. You want Miller Lite. All right. When I'm in Ocean City, Maryland, I'm looking at everything down there. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm looking at everything. But the one thing I'm really looking at is what's in my hand. And it's mostly, all the time, actually, Miller Lite. You hear that cranking, the crickling of the glass in the background? That's a whole thing. Whole six-pack of Miller Lite bottles, baby. All right? Miller time. Beer. 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 Hashtag six-pack. There it is. See? That was cool the way you did that. Check them out online and make sure you go
checking them out
to MillerLite.com. So sweet.
You know how every year Madden like plays a simulated Super Bowl game?
Yeah.
Well, they picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl 24-20. Mm-hmm. Guess who's on the cover of Madden 2018?
Oh. Yeah.
Who do you think?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well,
of course.
So like but feeling the wide receiver from the Vikings that I didn't even know about until 2 weeks ago. That's obviously
so much for the Super Bowl curse. By the
anyway, Thielen picks the Eagles to win the Super Bowl and says, quote, "I don't think you can beat them."
Thanks, Thielen. But I don't give a shit what he says.
Hey, listen.
No, really? Like, listen. I care what
now,
that
wait a
schmuck
minute.
Says.
Now, wait a minute. Because he's played them and he sees their tenacity, he sees their drive, and he sees their will, and he knows. Hey, look, I don't care how good you are. I don't think you can beat him.
Okay?
Hey.
You know what time it is right now?
It's time for you to
I think
be
it's
a little
weather
more positive.
Time. All right. I am positive. Come on, man. Killing me here. All right. It is weather time.
Now, your local forecast, accurate and dependable from the Weather Channel.
That's great. He doesn't even work for the Weather Channel. He never worked for the Weather Channel, actually.
You say that every time.
If we had some weather blogs and live weather pros and everything else he does way too much for me to keep up with. So I'll just leave it to him. All right, fine. Rob Guarino, Robbie G, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing tonight, man?
Who would have thought we're going this far in this show and still talking football
right.
About our Eagles? Who would have thought that
right.
The season? I mean, everybody knew they were going to have
no.
A good year, but wow.
No,
me.
Can you guys hear me okay? Because I got you on.
Yeah, yeah, we got you.
On the headphones?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a stat for you that I don't think anybody realizes that my friend sent me, who's a Giants fan.
Go ahead.
He's a New Yorker. I went to college with him. I've been to the Super Bowl with him, the Giants Super Bowl, when they beat the Patriots undefeated season. So I've been to NFC Championship with him. So here's what he shows me. He sends it to me. He's going to the game because his stepson, his wife's son, is a huge Eagles fan, even though he's from North Jersey. So here's a stat.
Oh, nice.
Career, maybe you went over this. Maybe you did go over this stat. Foles versus Wentz, career including playoffs. You want to hear these numbers? It's pretty amazing. Foles' record is 19-11. Wentz' record is 18-11. Completion percentage, 62%, both of them, exactly the same. Interception-touchdown ratio, Foles, 52 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. Wentz, 49 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. So Foles is even a little better, and your quarterback rating, 61 for Foles, Wentz, 60. Identical almost.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I didn't realize that. Now, these are all regular season and playoff games.
Wow.
I'm sure that last game helped.
Well, yeah, of course.
Statistics right
well,
there.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, you're
that's,
yeah,
that's
your rating isn't going to change that much for one game.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize it
that's
was that even in all this.
Crazy.
Now, Rob, all right, so
touchdowns?
Is that Those are the career stats for both players, right?
Yeah.
Well, Foles has a couple of years on him. So.
Right, but Foles has been a starter here and there, but he didn't fully play some of the season. But I look at the completion percentage and QB rating, because that really doesn't matter how many years you play. I mean, obviously the touchdown, Wentz got more touchdowns in a shorter period, but the interception to touchdown ratio is pretty close.
Now, Rob, all right, so I want to bring this up because we have, you know, we had you know, a lot of callers this year, and a lot of them were Eagles haters, and that's what they do. But a few in particular, especially this guy Rob, all right, just your typical Vikings fan, he was saying the skull, skull, skull. I have never, and you can, I want to have your opinion on this. I have never heard such weak and whiny fans as the Vikings fans after that Eagles game. All I've seen is them crying. They're like, I don't even want to get politics involved, but they're getting like ridiculous at this point. They're keeping the Eagles out of, like, they're whining so much. They're keeping the Eagles out of certain hotels in Minnesota. They're like, oh, no, our turf. We are on your turf because you got your ass kicked. So you need to accept it. You got your ass kicked. Move on. See you next year, Vikings. Your thoughts?
Well, I think first of all, if it had been a close game and there were some bad ref calls, you know how that goes. You'd have a legitimate gripe, meaning you'd be have a chip on your shoulder.
Right.
Okay. After that interception, they just got their ass kicked. I mean, all over the place. It wasn't even like they were in the game, in my opinion. Even when they drove down the field, they got picked off. They just got blown out. So the other side of this, though, got to remember, if the Super Bowl was in Philly this year and Minnesota was there and they beat us the week before, I think the fans would be doing the same thing, to be honest with you. You know, Philly fans, I mean, you saw what it was like, the videos when they went to the game. So I don't know if it's more of a, you come to our house after you beat us a week ago kind of thing. They're bitter. I don't think they're whining and they're bitter, because this was going to be their magical season. I mean, I think even them.
The playoff. Yeah, good. Goodbye.
I tell you what, when the New Orleans should have actually won that game, really. They probably should have won that game.
They really should have.
Because he didn't want to get the passing play or whatever. But that exposed their defense a bit. And then the next week, it got exposed even more. That's why I told you, when we were talking about that game, I wasn't even worried about it. Remember I said, I'm not worried about that game. And to be honest with you, I'm not even that worried about New England, because I'm going to tell you, the Eagles do have a lot of weapons that I don't think New England is going to have an answer for. I think New England's defense is a little bit better than probably the Falcons and Minnesota. Eagles are putting up 31 points. You heard it first. They're putting up 31 points on New England.
I believe it. Rob, this is just, I mean, I'm looking at it now and I'm like, they have a legit shot to hoist the Lombardi Trophy, have the first ever Super Bowl win, and that's it. History's made. And you shut every single fan, Sean from Pine Hill, Rob from Danielsville, Mike from Tanami. You shut everyone up. You shut all the national pundits up. You shut everyone up. And then it'll turn into, yeah, but you only have one. Okay.
Yeah.
You go from
exactly
that to that
happen.
To that. Just stop. Give us our credit already. It's
like Dallas. How the trophy's probably tarnished and put dust on it. I mean, how many years? What did they win? One playoff game, maybe two. I think since what, 1990 or something. It's awful. Right. Their stats are even worse. Right. For Dallas fans, if you're listening, you really have no business. Yeah, you got them way back when, and yeah, you got more. But it's like, what have you done in the last 10, 15 years? Basically nothing.
Let me just go back to what I was saying before. And you brought it up that if this was in Philadelphia, the Eagles fans would be acting. I think at least, and here's what I have to say, with Dallas fans, Redskins fans, and even Giants fans, at least when they get their ass kicked, they take their ass kicking like a man and they move on. And they say, yeah, you beat us, but they talk their smack.
Yeah.
Vikings fans, all they did was cry.
Nah,
all they did was cry.
I did run into a Vikings fan tonight. I was That's loud. I did run into a Vikings fan tonight. He was very good about it. He saw me wearing my shirt, which I'm wearing all Eagles stuff, like every day. I'm in Florida right now.
Of course.
And I was at a little bar across the street called Gators. They have wings and stuff, you know, like kind of like a Fridays or something. And he was
You were sending me pictures. It looked pretty fun.
Yeah, and he comes over and he says, "I'm doing trivia. You want to play?" He said, "I'll give you congratulations. You kicked our butts." And he's from Minneapolis, this guy. He's a big Viking fan.
Wow.
He's very cool about it. Listen, by the way, if there's anybody going to the game listening tonight, this is something he told me to tell the Eagle fans. No, it's nothing bad. In Minnesota and Minneapolis, you cannot buy alcohol on Sunday, like in the stores. I'm sure they're going to have it at the game. They have it at the game, but you can't say you're going to tailgate or you want to get booze before the game or on Sunday and you're in Minnesota. You can't buy it on Sunday just by chance. Just letting you know.
That's bad work by them.
You know what, Rob? I actually have two very close friends of my wife and I, and they're from Minnesota. And they were real good sports about it. And they actually were at that Eagles game, and they said that they had a great time, and most of the Eagles fans around them were really nice and hospitable to them. So I don't know why a lot of fans are saying, like, Eagles fans are so mean, because they were right there, and they had a great time.
Well, there was also an article from some soccer fans in South America and said, if your fans are that passionate, like soccer fans are, we want your fans. They said most fans in America, they think, are boring. They said most countries view American fans as boring. They don't have the passion.
Oh, absolutely.
But they said
I'm a soccer
that's
fan.
What it is.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, you think it's bad in Philadelphia? Go to some countries during soccer games. You'll get killed. Ref got killed over it.
Oh, yeah.
Killed over it.
In Ireland or Scotland, the games between Celtic and the Rangers, two of the oldest teams in Scotland, have 10 rows, all 10 rows with security guards in between Celtic and Rangers fans, because those fans will literally kill each other.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's every city is going to have some fans like that. I think it exists I think it's particularly in the traditional football markets like Cleveland, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, where you have a lot of tradition from one generation to the next that the tickets have been passed on or the stories or watching the game.
Let's go have a
dad
hand
or grandpa. Yeah. Like, you know, places like, you know, Jacksonville and Tampa, where the teams are fairly new and people are transient, I don't think they have the rabid fans there. And it's just because the base is kind of divided, and you're kind of a new fan to that team because you moved there. But I think that the New York, the Baltimore, the Washington, the Redskins, and those fans are just as nuts as anywhere else.
Yeah. Now, Rob, I know it's January 31st, but for the winter weather of January, I'd like to give it one of these.
You know what? That's the most overused button that you use. That thing over and over.
Okay. Well,
everything. If that happens, so when you go out with your girlfriend and you have a bad meal, you hit the button.
I like Robbie.
Do you use that in life for everything? You know.
No, it happens to be in life. But listen, Rob.
He has the portable button. He takes it with him.
Right.
It's on his car. It's on his car remote. It's like a little button on the car remote.
Right, exactly.
Actually, that's the horn in his car. That's what it does.
Yeah. But no, I mean, really, like, January weather is stunk. I feel like it's spring. Are we going to change? Are we going to even – and word is, Rob, there's some rumblings that it might work out perfectly for Philly if it lines up a certain way, that it snows Sunday afternoon to Monday morning, and Monday is pretty much a snow day for all of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, remember, it has to fall at the specific time on the specific day that Mike Yelick wants it, or else it's not a good day.
Yes. It's right. We can't include Wednesdays.
Talk to me.
I think we outrode Wednesdays because it's the middle of the week and he's got something going on. We can't do it on the weekend because he's putting up Christmas lights or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Come on, man. Kill him.
He's getting ready for Christmas in July.
Yeah, all right. That's what
I'm saying. No Tuesdays at 3:30 because he has a lunch meeting with somebody. So they have to.
That's my gym time.
Remember, it can't be too cold or too warm. It has to be right in the middle. If it's too cold, he's complaining that it's too cold.
That's right.
So this guy.
No, Rob.
Okay.
Rob, listen, I have a schedule where I put up the Christmas lights, all right? So that's from October until November. And then we run the attraction from every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So when it snows on those days, you're killing me as well. Snow during the week. And don't snow next Wednesday because that's the Eagles parade. So, yeah.
Right. And then you have the Valentine's Day lights that you got to put up too, right? The Valentine's Day lights?
No.
And then what about the President's Day lights that are coming up?
St. Patty's Day.
What's going on?
Well, it's interesting because there's a series of storms, and I don't even know if I want to use the word storm for some of these. There's just a lot of energy that there's these pieces of them coming in from the west as the cold air comes in. So it's a timing game of the cold air meeting with this rain or snow, and there's one tomorrow night, there's one on the Super Bowl potentially, and then there's one Tuesday and Wednesday. So I the problem this year has been, you know, we talked about the weather model stuff and then also the fact that when you get so many of them in the box, so to speak, they start changing one place off the other and it changes the forecast. So this is very tough forecasting for us to nail each one down this far out and say this one's 2-4, this one's 3-6, this one's just rain. You kind of have to take them one at a time and see how that quickly they move through and affect the next one. Because in between each one is these pockets of cold air, which will set up the next storm. So
is there a Monday's a snow day?
Yeah, there is. I don't know if it's that big of a snow still. It really depends on when that snow line is, because there could be a lot of snow right in one place, particularly north and west of Philly, up in the
Lehigh Valley.
So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, it's Lehigh Valley could be in the sweet spot for the two storms, Super Bowl and the one after. They could be both.
So what's the sweet spot? What give me some amounts, like just not like nail biting amounts, but like you think like
three to six. None of these are really more than, I don't think at any time, you know, 5, 6, 7 inches, because they're not really nor'easters. They're just kind of the front slows down, and then what happens is the moisture rides along the front, and there's just enough cold air to come in. So a lot of these are rain to snow, mix to snow, you know what I mean? So where you're at is actually one of the better spots to be in if you like snow.
Yeah, I mean, I still want a big one.
The further you are away from the coast, the better chance. Yeah, well, there's a lot of snow. Tomorrow's the 1st of February. Well, last year we got a big snowstorm in March. You know, I mean, there's a lot left. And this year you can't look too far out. You can't look more than 2 weeks out. It's a busy month coming up, though, the busy first half of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Three or four storms before, you know, Valentine's Day, which is really 2 weeks from now.
Now, here it is. All right. This is it. I have to say it. We're up against it. But give me your Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl prediction.
Okay. Here's my prediction for the game. Ready? Philadelphia 31, New England 24. Final score. Eagles up by 7 at halftime. That'll be going to the half up by 7, and they hold it.
I love it. I love it, Rob. All right,
Gary. They're gonna get in Brady's face like they did this kid Keenum, like I told you they would, and that's gonna throw him off the whole game. Fletcher Cox is gonna be all over the place.
That's great, man.
He needs to be to make that win. He needs to be.
Absolutely. All right, Rob, we will talk to you next week on a time to be determined, because if the Eagles win, this show will be on a different night because the Super Bowl parade will be Wednesday.
Are you going?
Of course I'm going.
I am too.
I will be.
I'll see you there.
All right. There he is. Rob Garino, our weather guy. The meteorologist who really just gets it all done. He seriously is the best, man.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's serious. Like, I mean, that he's guy, good. Every time we have him on, he is just, he's awesome. I love him. And I can't wait to hang out with him. So, that being said, I love Rob, but I don't mean I love Rob from Danielsville, because that is actually, he answered the call. And
here he is. He's actually on the line. I'm actually very surprised he called in. So, with that being said, Rob, welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, are you guys finished condoning bad Eagle fan behavior?
Oh, here we go.
I'm not even an Eagle fan, but get over it.
Oh, God.
You go in, look, you go into New York, you go to the Giants Stadium, okay? You go to San Francisco, you go to Seattle, all right? You go to even the New England Patriots Stadium, all right? You're going to get the
same behavior.
This is fake news, okay? Look, this is fake news.
Trump wouldn't like that, man.
There's nothing big about what you're saying, okay? There's nothing awesome about it, all right?
Rob.
Okay, you lost. It was a game.
Wait a minute.
You had a season. Next year might be your time.
Let me just put it this way. So throwing beer cans at the Vikings team bus.
Stop the Vikings from winning. Get serious.
Come on, man.
Oh, wait. We'll get to that subject, Matt. We're just talking fans here. We'll get to that.
Get over it. That's what happens when you go to another.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are telling us we're whiny fans. We're not
you
whiny.
You are.
I actually never said that.
I did.
I actually never said that.
We're giving back what? Some class rebuttal to all the bull crap down in Philly.
Okay. Listen, Rob, okay? Now let me talk. You said your little piece about how people throw beer cans. That's great. All right. You came into our stadium with your stupid little skull chant, whatever the hell that means, your stupid little skull chant, and you were showing up at the hotels outside saying how you own this city, you own this team. And I saw Vikings fans actually say it's going to be a cakewalk. We're going to walk all over this team, and we'll be the first team to a home playoff game in the Super Bowl, home team to host the Super Bowl. Ass. You got your ass kicked, and you deserved every single bit of that, you know, reaction that you were getting. What do you expect? When you come into Philadelphia, you have the people that are in Philadelphia, yes, they've been drinking, and then you have the audacity to mock us. You put skull, do the whole thing, and then put Vikings gear on the Rocky statue and trying to trash the statue. Come on, man. If you want to talk about classless, that's classless. And you think it's funny. So guess what? I think it's funny, too, when you got your ass kicked and when your little fans start whining and crying about, we're not going to let them into our hotels. You guys absolutely suck, and you know you suck, and you know what? Who else sucks? Case Keenum. What did he do that game? He stunk it up just like I thought he would. 3 interceptions. That your team blows, man. Move on to next year, and guess what? You're still bitter over that terrible Sam Bradford trade because we really got the better deal, and thank you for Carson Wentz. Now we have a future quarterback. Not sure who yours is.
Tell me how you really feel, Mike. Dang.
So, with that being said,
your turn, Rob.
Okay, I gave you the stats.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have the history of the Vikings. Based on the stats, I didn't think they were going to win in Philly. But, like you said, hey, the Viking fans are passionate. We haven't won a Super Bowl, okay? We're a passionate group, just like you guys. We just do it with a little more class. You know, we didn't paint the Rocky statue. We put clothing on the statue. You guys would have been up in Minnesota spray painting, and
I didn't
do whatever
the person,
you guys
I just,
do.
Listen.
But
Rob,
there's a big difference between Eagle fans and Viking fans.
No. Listen, we were spray painting the Viking stadium. We were spray painting the Eagles logo on the one end zone because that's now our house, and you have to deal with the fact that the Eagles are in your house and they're going to win the Super Bowl in Minnesota. So I can't wait until Sunday night when the Eagles finally win the Lombardi Trophy and all you stupid-ass Vikings fans can finally shut your mouths because, Listen, you all week I've been hearing it. Oh, the Eagles fans were mean. They threw beer. Okay, guess what? Foles. That's the only thing I hear when I hear the skull chant. That chant's so damn dumb. And you finally got what you had coming to you,
season, all season, Rob, and I like you as a person, but all season you had the audacity to sit here and tell me, oh, Skol, Skol, I can't wait to play you guys. Guess what? You played us, and you got your ass kicked. So bring it on next season, because that's the only thing you're playing for is next season. You fans suck, and I can't wait to win the Lombardi Trophy in Minnesota.
Hey, let's talk about something else here. Case Keenum.
Of course.
Okay, you really think he blew that game?
He threw three picks, dude. Three picks.
Okay. So he threw them all without getting hit, or did he throw them like just to throw them? Chris Long had a great defensive play on the first pick. Okay, and I think when I was on the radio, when I was on your radio show 2 weeks ago, before the game, I told you whoever scored the first defensive touchdown was going to win that game.
Well, that's like saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was a great defensive play. But Case Keenum didn't lose that game. I'll tell you what lost that game. And again, these might sound like excuses to you guys, but they're legitimate. First of all, the NFL should not let any interviews go on for these coaches for other teams, especially during playoff season. I thought that was bullcrap that Zimmer let Shermer interview and accept a job with the Giants when we're preparing for a playoff game. Second of all, okay, we had some key injuries that were not publicized before that game. Okay? And three,
you know what?
You home field advantage, I don't give a crap.
Rob,
it's so underestimated. It's unbelievable. So did
hey,
you
Rob.
Guys kick our ass? Yes, you did. Let me finish. Yes, you guys did kick our ass. I admit it. I wore a brown bag over my head for the last 5 days. Okay?
Good.
Listen, I'm living it. I'm a Vikings fan. I'm used to it. Okay? But, you guys would have never beat us up in Minnesota.
Oh, God. You know what? That's it. You know what? I'm bringing out my arsenal right now. Okay? While I did
bring it, bring
put
it.
Up a fight,
bring it.
Stomped you out. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to bring on, we had this guy as a special guest, okay? But you know who got my back? From 97.5 The Fanatic, Jason Mertidez. And you know what? I'm just going to bring him on with you. I'm going to bring him on and let him talk to you. Go ahead. Jason, welcome to the show, by the way.
First of all, thanks, Mike. What's I don't know the guy's name. I'm sorry.
Rob.
Hey, hi, Jason.
Rob,
how you doing?
I'm doing great, but you're not going to like me in a minute. Because I got to tell you, dude, I'm here. Well, I'm on hold waiting to get on this show tonight. I am ready to rip my freaking steering wheel off the goddamn column. You guys are the biggest pussies in the world. Jesus, you guys lost. Don't say, if you'd have been in our stadium, we'd have kicked your ass. You've got it handed to you. Except the fact that your team stuck that day. For Christ's sake, stop blaming the freaking fans and man the hell up. Jesus, go back to Minnesota and tell that whole fan base to man up. I'm tired of it. Tired. You people need to go to Kmart tomorrow. They're having a blue light special on balls. Son.
Get out.
Jesus.
Get out.
Stop blaming everybody else.
I am
your team
pissed
sucks.
Off.
Put the brown paper bag back on your head and get the fuck over it.
Wow.
We'll be on the show next.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, invite him back Wednesday night.
Why?
On next Wednesday's Rob, show.
No. Oh, why? So you can say, look, you lost to the Patriots. Your pussy team didn't even get there. Stop it.
You guys aren't going
to.
You're not going to be going to a parade. Dream on.
Okay, listen, though, dude. Listen, would you rather lose in the NFC Championship or losing the Super Bowl?
Well.
That's a question, by the way.
I wasn't alive when we lost the first four. I'd rather lose in the NFC Championship.
Okay, well, that's a loser mentality because you can't win the Super Bowl unless you get to it.
Now, you expect to win when you get to the Super
Bowl. Minnesota, I'll tell you what, they're the softest fan base. This loss to the Eagles has revealed their true colors. You guys are freaking soft. S-O-F-T. They're going to rename your stadium Charmin City Field. God.
Well, you know, hey.
I'm done with him.
You guys, when's the last Super Bowl you won? You didn't win a Super Bowl yet. Okay. Just like, you're just like the Vikings. You're no different than the Vikings.
What about fan bases?
You're no different than the Vikings. You're what are you in a Super Bowl? 0-2.
I already said that. I'll tell you what. Grab one of those two tips and put it in your ear. Listen to me. We're losing.
Hey, we have a lot in common. We never won a Super Bowl.
I know. But geez, you're breaking news to me here. Holy hell. Dude, we're losers. We get it. But we don't blame the other team's fan base. We blame our coach. We blame the players who came in and spit it up. We don't blame the fan base like a bunch of pansies. Oh, they cursed at me. Let's see, freaking dude. It's football. This isn't a powder puff game. Man up.
Who's blaming the fan base?
Your entire fan base is bitched and moaned all week. And I'm, frankly, I'm tired of it.
Oh, hey, you know what? On Wednesday night, we can all commiserate together and say, oh, we still haven't won a Super Bowl. It's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, but our team got to the Super Bowl. The only way to win it is to get there. You're a
We were there four times. How many times were you there?
Oh, are we going to count how many times we got there and lost now? Like, that matters?
Right.
Your whole mentality. Are you from Minnesota? You got to be. You can't be this dumb unless you're from there. Throw that kind of rhetoric out there.
From Pennsylvania, buddy.
He's
born and raised.
Oh, God. All right, can I talk to the other guys now?
Yeah, yeah. That is it. That's it. You know what?
Get out!
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Jason, you see what I have to deal with? Do you see what I have to deal with?
Sorry if I kind of blew your speakers up, man. I hate to do it, but.
No,
it makes for good radio.
I wanted to say that all season, but I didn't have the exact words. You just said it perfectly. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
God, like,
I just, one of my biggest things is when a fan of a team that didn't win a Super Bowl uses the whole, how many Super Bowls have you won argument? Because it's like, what do you mean? Look in the mirror and ask the same question. Like, that's like me as a Titans fan being like, oh, yeah, Eagles, how many Super Bowls did you win? Like,
yeah.
The same as my team.
That's
what do you mean?
That's a tired narrative coming from teams that want it. Because sports isn't about what you did 20 years ago. It's about what you are now. And the thing that bothers me, I learned early on. I had a hockey coach early on in my life who was a big part of my life. And he taught me a lesson early, playing at a very elite level hockey as a youth. Young kid, too. I'm talking like 14 years old. And he said to me, he said, look, we win with dignity, or we win with class, we lose with dignity. And the way that the Viking fans have acted since this loss, they have no dignity at all. None. It's such a scapegoat mentality. And it just makes me sick. It makes me sick that fans of sport are willing to let their team off the hook for coming here.
What?
That number one defense got carved up by Nick Foles like he was carving a turkey dinner. It was disgusting the way they've acted. But
and you know what? I have friends that are Vikings fans from Minnesota. I talked about them earlier in the show. I won't replay the story, but they were the only Vikings fans that I know that actually gave, like, you know, fault to their team. They actually held the Vikings accountable and said, look, they didn't play nearly as good as they did the rest of the season. They lost the game for themselves. And that was refreshing to hear because, you know, I'm not even an Eagles fan, and I've heard ever since the game, like, the Vikings fans blame everybody but their team.
Yeah. It's really sad that happened. I can see that happen in Los Angeles, you know, where transient fan bases are not really fans. But I thought I had so much respect for Minnesota before this. I really did. I thought
they're
not tough
town. You can't really judge them at all, really.
But we've had WWE people. We've had Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. We've had Tony Bruno. We've had Harry Mace. We've had a good number of people on this show. You are my favorite to have, and I got to be honest, that right there, what we just heard when you first came on, is exactly why, so far in my 6 years of hosting this show, it is my favorite moment so far. Thank you very much.
It's the wit. It's the wit. It's the comeback. It's just so quick.
Oh, my God. That was great.
About it.
That was great. Look,
you know, that wasn't premeditated. I didn't know you guys were going to have on the Vikings guy. And I texted you, Mike, when I was on hold.
Yeah.
And come on. And I said, put me on with this Viking crumb.
No, Dustin, go ahead. Yeah, he showed me the text, and we turned off the microphone. He's like, I'm going to put them both on at the same time. And I'm like, I even said, I'm like, oh, man. I was like, I'm going to use this as a bathroom break. This is going to get bad. And I came on the microphone, and I said, Rob, I feel sorry for you. So Jason,
you know, it wasn't pre-planned. It was just visceral hate flying out of my mouth.
Right, exactly. You know, you got, as far as 97.5 goes, you have the best show on there, you and Harry Mays, all right? But I want to know from you, what has been the vibe this week from the Eagles fan base? I get a sense from when I listened and also who has been listening to this show. What has been the vibe? It seems like they're pretty confident going into this game.
Yeah, I think, last week, I get it. I get that really confident feel because you're coming right off a game where, you know, right. Carson Wentz, had he played that game against the Vikings, he wouldn't have played any better than Nick Foles because it was a perfect game, you know. Joe Montana would have played it the same way. It was perfect, right? So you come out of that and you feel this confidence, but, you know, it hasn't waned at all. And, you know, we tried to get to the bottom of this today on the show. We're trying to determine whether this is a confidence built by football X's and O's logic, or if it's by this pie in the sky, cosmic, it's our turn, the story's too good, you know, those kind of things, which aren't tangible. And kind of the answer we got from the audience today that no, the Eagles are a better football team in total. And they are.
Yeah.
Now, the other factor, obviously, is their coach, who has 2 weeks to prepare, and he's the best coach who's ever coached in the NFL. You can judge that for yourself, or you can look at the results and come to that conclusion. And, you know, obviously the quarterback, Tom Brady, who's the greatest of all time. Now, those are X factors. But what we do know is that the recipe to beat this team, we had Steve Spagnuolo in the other day with our morning show, who beat that team. He not only beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, he beat the best Patriot team in the Super Bowl, the one that was 18-0 with Randy Moss and Kevin Falk and Wes Welker, all those weapons, right? And the way Tom Brady's kryptonite is pressure up the middle. Now, just as luck would have it, the Eagles' biggest strength on their entire team is their interior defensive line and their D-line with Brandon Graham and Vinnie Curry, and being able to create pressure without blitzing. That's number one.
Absolutely.
And as luck would have it, the Patriots' biggest weakness is their interior offensive line. So when you combine those two things together, and we look at numbers of when Tom Brady is pressured, his completion percentage is 74.8 when he's not pressured. When he is pressured up the middle, it drops 30 points to 44.6. So, I mean, those are facts. And we also know, I was talking to guys from WBZ up in Boston. We had them on the show. They said this is the second worst Patriots team that's gotten to a Super Bowl. This isn't the juggernaut team that was 18-0 that lost to the Giants. You know, this is not that team. They're susceptible defensively. So when you look at it from an X's and O's standpoint, can the Eagles win this game? Yes, absolutely they can. But they got to eliminate the big things that Tom Brady can do. And Doug Peterson's got to coach the game of his life against the greatest coach of all time. Can that happen? Absolutely.
Now, I was listening to the show this week, and I heard someone bring it up, and it was so ludicrous, and I'm just like, I started laughing in my car. I heard your reaction, and I remember what you said. You're like, dude, are you serious? And you were,
caller,
and they were,
like, yeah.
Yeah, they said a trade. Right. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Say that again.
Well, he called in and he said, if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, what do you think we can get for Wentz? He wants to trade Wentz, make Foles the starter, bring in Kaepernick as the backup. Look.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's as dumb and ludicrous as it comes, isn't it?
Wow.
But, you know, as far as this fan base is, there are a few total idiots out there, and Russell's one of them.
On that note, elves exist, by the way, if you didn't know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we landed on the moon.
Like, really though, I mean, what would possess someone to even say that is beyond me. I mean, I was listening, I'm like, wait, what? I actually had to, I listened on the podcast then, because I'm like, wait, you can't be serious with this. No, he was. I don't know if it was a troll call or what.
Well, I mean, here's what I said to the guy on the air too. This is the deal.
Yeah.
As well as Foles has been, you know, getting the Eagles and winning these couple of playoff games, Carson Wentz is still more responsible than Nick Foles for the fact that they're going to the Super Bowl because of the position he put this team in. And
absolutely,
you know, but I mean, it's not even worth really entertaining the conversation at this point. It's just, it's just stupid.
That's stupid. Yeah. Just
crazy.
Right. Exactly. What do you even say to that?
I thought he was kidding.
Before we get to the Super Bowl prediction, I want to ask you, is this team now, Carson Wentz came out last week and said he'll be ready to go before week one. So that's some good news right there. Assuming Jason Peters is there and, you know, Darren Sproles could or could be back. LeGarrette Blount probably not going to be back. But I mean, the core of this team, 22 of the 24 starters, I think that's what it was, or 20 of the 22 starters are going to be, and they're signed through this year. Is do you have any like doubt that they are not going to be at least right there as the number one or number two seed and get a first round bye next year in the playoffs?
Well, look, I mean, that's hard to say because you don't generally, when guys come off a major injury like Wentz, it does take a little time to get that confidence back in that injured area. You know, you don't cut like you used to because you're afraid, you know, so that does take time. Sometimes it takes a year. It takes a guy into his second year to fully be back. So what is he going to be when he gets back? I'm not sure, but he's a really smart guy. So I think that, you know, where he may be limited a little bit athletically from what he's used to, he can think the game and not have that hamper him a tremendous amount. The other thing you can't discount, though, too, is, you know, after the Super Bowl, this core group of players, this what's in that locker room now will never be together again. Because, like you said, not everybody's going to be back. Maybe LeGarrette Blount is, maybe he's not. You know, you don't know where, you know, this collective chemistry that they have is significant to this exact group, and that's it. And to recapture that's a very difficult thing. I'm not saying it can't happen, and a lot of it is because of the head coach and the culture that he has kind of forged down there. But to predict that year-to-year is really tough in the NFL. But make no mistake about it, Mike, to your point, here's the deal. The job that Howie Roseman has done, identifying guys that can – now, they have a DNA as a team now. Like, they know what they want to be. They know the kind of guys they want to bring here, both on and off the field. But make no mistake, they are set up as a team that's not a one and done. This isn't a situation like you see in the NFL where a team has that magical year, and then they kind of just fade off again. They make the playoffs one year, then they're not a playoff team, then they're constantly rebuilding. Now, this team's got a young core of guys. Whether Jason Peters is back or not, Vitae's been playing really well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He struggled at points this season. I haven't heard his name in 2 weeks. You know, 3 weeks now with the playoffs, you know. So this team, they know what they want to do. When you got a guy like Joe Douglas, they're going to constantly keep replenishing. That's where Derek Barnett comes in. And I mean, see, they get Sidney Jones in the second round next year. Don't forget either. Yeah, I mean, there's help on the way for a team that's in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're a team that's built right now to not make one-year run. They're a team that's built to make multiple-year runs, and especially with a franchise quarterback like Carson Wentz. No question about it.
And they have to sign Chris Long, right?
I don't know if you do or not. He's been a magical player. He's played limited. He sought them out to come here. He wants to be here. You just got to kind of see how things play out from a numbers game there on the D-line, you know, where they want to go in the draft and things like that. That's when I think that'll get sorted out.
Right.
It's not a foregone conclusion, but look, he's that guy's good karma, man. You know, he's a good man. He's a really good football player. For what he's asked to do at this point. I mean, when he makes a play, it's a big one, isn't it? Strip sack, fumbles, you know, those kind of things, tip passes.
Yeah.
So
I got to be honest. I love this. I love
they,
this
they had
team.
An interview with him, and he said he's not done with football.
No,
he's still,
love this
so.
Team. This team is just so good
well, that's
together.
The other thing. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. This group is so damn likable. You know, like the 04 team was likable with Dawkins and Westbrook, and I guess, you know, T.O. Was a different kind of likable. He was a spectacle. But this team, this may be a little sappy, but I love the fact that, like, Nick Foles and Carson Wentz are the way they are, you know, so grounded and humble and good guys. Because, like, my son's 11. He's getting into football big time. That's that kind of kid I want my son to fall in love with.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that may seem a little sappy, but I'm going,
no, not at all.
You know, that's a good role model for my kid.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, looking at it, and Jason, I'm going to be at the parade, so I'll see you at the parade because we're going to the parade.
Oh, yeah, we'll be broadcasting, man. We'll be at the Kimmel Center, brother, on the balcony.
Awesome. Awesome.
And you know that parade will be coming right by with me and Harry on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I guess we both got to go then.
That is true. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, why is it Wednesday, by the way? I thought early indication was it was going to be Tuesday. Now it's changed to Wednesday.
Well, I don't know if that's confirmed yet, but I'm hearing Wednesday as well. I prefer Wednesday. I could do the extra day.
I was hearing Jim Gardner mention it was Wednesday, so must be true.
Oh, yeah. Well, if Jimbo said it, then, yeah, that's confirmed. Then.
Right. Exactly. Jim all right. Here it is.
Jim could tell me the sky's green, and I'd be like, all right, brother. I believe you.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, and by the way, Jason, before I get to your Super Bowl prediction, what I did with my lights in Greenewalds, I actually made it lights in Eaglewalds, and literally there's a green glow in my entire neighborhood. Everything is green because a lot of these are app lights, and I turned them all green, and then the other ones I just made green spotlights.
Oh, well, dude, you gotta see the video and send it to me. I'll tweet it out.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff we're working on, but I'm going to do that tomorrow, and then maybe you can even, mention it on your show.
No, just call in, dude.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, like you normally do.
Right, yeah.
I don't know the details. I'm just a stupid there, trying to make a living, for goodness sake. You know?
That's
Bob,
no,
you're
on the
hear. Hey, what's up, genius? You're a nitwit and a dope. I'm not a tired sports talk show. Let me take a bite of my egg. Jesus.
All
somebody
right.
Take it out back
Turner.
Already. Please put one behind his ear out back already. That used extra mid-take.
Jason, what's the other station, the morning show guy? What's he think about the Super Bowl right now?
Good morning. How are you, Mike? Oh, jeez. I think the Eagles suck. They should trade everybody. Let the Eagles fall out on the grade, Rhea.
Jesus.
Wow.
Guy flips more than a chef at a diner flips eggs.
Yes.
Good morning. Okay.
Are you going to spin the wheel?
Oh, yeah, you got to go to the wheel. You want a pen?
God.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jason, give me, I can't believe I'm saying this. Week one, I never would have thought it. Give me your Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl prediction.
Well, I can't give it to you yet because I haven't given it on the air yet. I will tell you, I'm not dialed in on my score yet. The Eagles will win the game, I'll tell you that. And it will be a close game. 4. How many?
4! I don't have that drop. Tony Bruno didn't give me his whole stuff. Come on. I know. You know what? I think I get one of these.
Oh, man. I hate to do it to you, man.
I hate to do it to you, man.
See me out there.
All right, JC
is a bro, man.
Yeah. I know he's there.
Rack that guy.
No, I actually talked to Robin. I know he was there because I was actually in Philly this week, and we were going to meet up with them, but... They were in Minnesota. So, all right.
Tell Robin I said hello.
I will. Jason, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And, I'll send you that picture, and maybe you can tweet it out tomorrow.
All right, boys. Boys, you know the thing. I get asked to go on all these podcasts all the time. My favorite podcast for sure is not this one.
Oh!
Wow. I'm kidding. I love you guys, man. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. Thank you.
There he is, Jason Martinez from 97.5 The Fanatic Middays.
Now, that was hilarious. That was
he's
funny.
Great when he called
that
him,
was
man.
Funny.
Yeah.
I get asked to go on podcasts all the time, and I'll tell you what, my favorite one is not you guys.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guests call in, but I'm sorry to the other guests, but that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
right.
Just a good one.
Yeah.
Man.
We got some calls lined up. You know what? We're going to take one or two more calls, and then we're going to get to our predictions. You know,
yeah, we only have one to make. So.
Right. Yeah, we only have one prediction. But we're taking your calls 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. Let's go to line number 7.
Hey.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kelly. I'm calling from Bethlehem.
Kelly from Bethlehem. Kelly. How you doing tonight? You haven't talked. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I'm doing fabulous. I'm just so excited.
Tell me how you feel about this team. You know, because Carson Wentz went down, and we talked prior to that.
It might be how
I felt. We were all sad, but like I said, God can do anything. And what did Nick Foles say? Give God the glory. Like, look at what is happening. It's a movement.
Absolutely. And
34-27. I'm going to say it right now. 34-27.
Whoa, right off the bat. Right off the bat.
Kelly is wasting no time.
Yeah, she gets right to the point. All right, so 30. What was it?
34-27. Wow. Yep.
Kelly,
got a lot of money on that too.
If that happens, you can come and host the show with me and Dustin for a half hour next week. Seriously, if that exact score happens, you're going to be hosting that. Because listen, at that point, you're going to also pick my lottery tickets.
Yeah. Seriously.
This is amazing, isn't it, though? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean,
there are no words.
I could have something to say right now, but I'm just so tired from saying it since the beginning of the season.
What? Go ahead, Dustin.
No, I've just been saying it the whole time.
No, we want to hear you.
No.
I've said since at least week three. I've given the speculation since week one, but I've said definitely since week three. I've said, look, if this team can make it to the Super Bowl, and this team can win the Super Bowl. I've said it since week three, and this guy next to me has picked against the Eagles for over half the season. I think I only picked against them, once or twice? And one of those times I even lost, and the Eagles won. So, you know, what can I say?
Stay loyal.
What can I say? They're not even my team, and I still pick them for 90% of the season.
It's true, Kelly. It's true. Listen.
How about all I remember is that Cowboys fan. That Cowboys fan calling in, and I bet he's real butthurt right now.
Pittsburgh.
No, she's actually talking about Rob, who's a Vikings fan, but was complaining about the Cowboys.
There was a guy. I remember what she's talking about. There was actually
the Vikings got dusted. They got dusted.
Well, Kelly, what you need to do is you need to listen to the podcast, okay? So what we did was, before you were on here, Rob from Danielsville called, all right, the Vikings fan. And we were arguing back and forth. Me and him had a pretty good argument. But
I stayed out of it.
Dustin stayed out of it. But then what happened was, I brought Jason Martinez in, because Jason texted me, and he was on hold listening to this. And he's like, put me on with this Vikings crumb. So I put him on, and just, you'll have to listen to the podcast to listen to it, but it was... It was A-plus radio is what it was. It was phenomenal stuff.
Man, I can't wait to listen to it. We're going to win the freaking Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
She knows what you're talking about. At that point, it's just like, you know.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah.
Man, somebody's getting a ring this year.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting a ring.
I love it. And you know what? Honestly, when they do, I'm going to cry, and I'm also going to go to the parade and probably cry, because it's something I never would have thought happened. I mean, I've talked to people that said that, you know what, are unfortunately no longer and have moved on and are no longer with us, and they said, I will never see the Eagles win a Super Bowl in my lifetime, and they were correct. But the ones that are, and hopefully...
Yeah, they got, stadium seating. They got stadium seating. They can see the whole field at the same time, so that's fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good way of putting it. That's getting a little positive on it.
Yeah, the power of positivity.
I mean,
right.
That's just reality. Exactly.
Yeah. And
We're going to win. That's all I know.
Yeah. Are you sure about that, Kelly?
I'm so sure. It's almost like as good as getting a ring myself, the fact that they're going to get rings this year. Yeah, pretty big deal.
Awesome. Kelly, we'll talk to you next week. Hey, listen. Maybe I'll even see at the parade, because we're going to be down there, and it's just going to be – we're going to enjoy life down there, because that's all you can do.
You guys, this isn't only our year. It's our time. We're going to be good forever now.
I know.
See you, people.
It's
a
dynasty. A
lot of Eagles fans be coming out of the woodwork. Woodwork, Eagles fans.
I know.
Watch them all come out.
I know.
Right.
I'll still be a Titans fan, but I'll definitely wear my Javon Curse Eagles jersey. At the
I don't parade. Even oh, know like where the Titans are in ranking. Like they're irrelevant. I don't even know where the Titans are from.
Kelly, don't worry. They're from Tennessee, and they're definitely towards the bottom.
Right. That's just something that's not on my radar of greatness. Okay.
Right, exactly. I don't think it's on anyone's radar. All right, Kelly, listen, we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we'll be marching in the Eagles parade.
Seven, mark that shit down. Have a good night, guys.
All right. There she is, Kelly from Bethlehem. Mark it down.
You know what that reminds
34,
me of?
34-27.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the water boy when his girlfriend makes the prediction and Swanee's like, how'd you come up with that guess? He's like, guess? That ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be. That's what I feel
it's
like just happened right now.
So,
like,
it's just listen, if like I said, if that exact score happens, she's going to host the show and she's also going to pick my lottery tickets for the next week. All right.
Now, I don't think that score happens because, hear me out, I don't think the Patriots score that much.
It's the Patriots. They will. But
okay.
I remember
they scored three in the whole first half last year's Super Bowl against a not as good
and
Falcons.
And what did they end up with?
Oh, I know.
Thank you.
I know. But still, we have to take a quick timeout, pay some bills. We will be right back right after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, you know what? Wertheimer Electric. They're giving me free estimates. They gave me free estimates all year, all the last couple of years, actually. And they allowed me to provide you with lights in Greenwalls. They can do the same, all right? They are revolving coupons on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, if you mention the code 1SPORTSTALK to Wertheimer Electric, you're getting $50 off your first service call. And they're servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big game like the Super Bowl where the Eagles win. And leave the electrical work to Wertheimer. They did it for me. They could do it for you if you call them today at 610-866-1076. Also, WertheimerElectric.com. And another thing, you got to go to Deku Auto Body. All right? DecuAutoBody.com, and that's also Deku Auto Body. Family owned and operated since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You're getting 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds approval. Get updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service. They are accepting all insurance appraisals, and they're giving you free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. Updated daily on the website. At DecuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howard Town Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, Miller Lite. You know, when I saw Ocean City, Maryland, all right, I don't know why this is always the go-to, but when I go to Ocean City, Maryland, I have a Miller Lite in my hand. And you know, everyone asks, what's so good about that? And I said, well, you need to, first of all, it's the greatest light beer. It's the original light beer. And you got to taste it yourself. It's Miller Lite. All right. It's Miller time. And I say beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. All right. You want to check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. All right, we're back here on Sports Talk. Got the final 10 minutes of the show. Final pre-Super Bowl show. Man, I'm getting into it, man. We're gonna win the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. This is it. We are going to win the Super Bowl. Then think about it. The next time we talk to you, the Eagles will have a Super Bowl win.
I love the confidence.
No, I mean, seriously.
I love the confidence.
Do you not feel like it's going to happen?
I feel like it's 100% possible and plausible that it can happen.
Uh-oh.
But when you're going up against the Patriots, I mean, you can't just sit here 3 days before and say, they're going to win. It's a guarantee. I mean, hey.
Yeah, I mean, look. But Jason said it. This is the second worst Patriots team. And you know what? Patriots fans know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not picking the Patriots.
But
so
are they that good right now?
I don't think so. I never
right?
said they
exactly.
were.
Exactly. You don't think so because
I've said some from the beginning that they weren't.
Wow. I don't believe they're that good. And I think – listen, believe me. I would never say that about Tom Brady, that I think this is going to be a blowout. But I don't know. It could be.
It's not going to be a blowout.
It could be, though.
No. Please, get serious.
You didn't think it was going to be against Minnesota?
That's a completely different team. Minnesota.
I get it.
Minnesota was fake. They were not anywhere near as good as people thought they were.
I don't know, man. The way I'm looking at it now, I see Fletcher Cox. I see Tim Gagnon.
I love the way you're looking at it now because you haven't looked at it like that anywhere
near it.
Yeah,
but you know what? Right. And like, now I'm here. I have to. There's no choice. What am I going to be? Oh, well, you know what? Mentality out the window. Propaganda out the window.
Hilarious.
And,
all,
you know,
all year. Hilarious.
All the superstitions out the window because I don't care. I'm all in. I am all in. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the time. The time is going to be Sunday night.
This is the guy that said Foles was a blind giraffe out there on the field.
No, I didn't say
no
blind giraffe.
Whatever.
I said drunk.
Whatever. And had no idea what he was doing. He was terrible. He stinks. He had no business being on the field. You basically made him out to be worse than Keenum. And now look who's tooting his horn.
Listen,
hey, man.
What
hey,
do you want me to do?
I would like you to stop being a hypocrite.
All right, you know what?
That's what I would like.
In the show preview, I'm going to say it, all right?
That's what I would like.
Mr. Nick Foles, I apologize.
You should.
I apologize to you, and I apologize to our listeners.
You should.
For doubting Nick Foles and doubting him like I did, too.
You should apologize also to 2013 Mike Yelick, who was behind Nick Foles.
However,
I apologize to him.
Forget that. Listen, what I'd also like to do is say this, however.
Something boasting about yourself.
I watched the Raiders game. I watched the Giants game.
Raiders.
And what did I see? I saw Nick Foles, who, yeah, he threw four touchdowns against the Giants, but he just looked shaky. And the next week against the Raiders, oh, boy.
He's getting his bearings.
And then against the Cowboys, oh, boy. And then something just clicked. And playoffs came, and he woke up. And the last game, he really woke up. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go out there Sunday night and throw seven touchdowns like he did 4 years ago against the Raiders. I'm not saying that at all. But what I will say is that Nick Foles has completely turned my mind around. He's completely, I mean, really, he has. He made me a believer, and this is it. I have to be all in. I'm going to be riding with Foles, faith in Foles, as they say, and I never thought we would be here. But the fact is, we're here. We're playing Tom Brady and the Patriots. That's the thing. You know, we had the potential to play the Jaguars, and then you think, oh, yeah, you know, we're playing the Jaguars. And then
sure. You
had to hear it from all the other fans. Yeah, but you only play the Jaguars and won the Super Bowl. Guess what? We're now playing the best, and what Ric Flair says is, to be the man, woo, you got to beat the man. Guess what we're going to do?
I also think it's kind of crap to say, oh. To even think about that, like, oh, yeah, you just beat the Jaguars. I'm sorry.
I've been hearing it, too.
We're one of the best teams in this entire league this season.
Yeah, I agree. But they didn't get the job done, and you know what? They didn't get the job done against the best team, the champs, right? Because the Patriots are the former world champs. They're still the champs until someone dethrones them, and I think that's what's going to happen Sunday night. The belt changes hands, the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Now, Dustin, I know you as a Titans fan, all right?
Sure, yes.
You, I know you can grasp it a little bit, all right? Because while you can sit here, you know, January 31st, 2018 at 9:55 and tell me that, yes, you're a Titans fan, but you know there's a small part of you that is an Eagles fan, and you want this team to win its first Super Bowl ever.
I wouldn't say there's a small part of me that's an Eagles fan. I think there's a large part of me that is definitely an underdog fan, and I always root for the team that, you know, has been shot down time and time again. And, you know, I just, like, if the Vikings won, I'd be rooting for them right now. Like, it doesn't, you know, it has to do with the fact that the team that deserves to win is obviously Philadelphia in this case. And I also think Philadelphia is the team that's going to win. I'm not even worried about it, to be honest with you.
I'm not either.
I'm not worried about it at all. You know what? And you know what? I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'll be one of the first people to tell you that if the Patriots win, it's probably fixed.
Oh my God.
So
I don't even want to think about that.
It's probably fixed.
And I'll say this. All right. And we're
fixed like my mortgage rate.
Well, yeah. Listen, they're going up, by the way. How about this? All right. You look at it from a WWE perspective. Triple H has all of the, you know, officials in his pocket. Like Triple H versus Daniel Bryan when it happened. Nobody thought Daniel Bryan could do it. Now, I know it's wrestling's fake. I get it.
Everybody
but
thought Daniel Bryan.
You're looking at it and you're seeing Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, the big corporation, the big powerhouse, the big muscle, everything, you know, behind him.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Bryan. Yeah. And that's what the Eagles are. They're just the Eagles. But Tom Brady, best coach, best quarterback, best this, best that, best owner. You know, fizzles in his pocket. Well, guess what? All ends, and you will see the torch passed this Sunday night, because the torch, Tom Brady passes the torch to the Eagles organization, and you heard it here. The Eagles organization will start building a dynasty for the next 5, 10, 12 years to come, just like the New England Patriots did from 2001 to 2017. Because notice how it ends in 2017.
Listen, if there's one thing we know about the NFL, it's that every dynasty has its beginning and every dynasty falls. And the Patriots have been on top long enough. And I think it's about time that they fall. Look,
here it is.
Nothing against them, but
here it is. The last game of Patriots, Eagles, Super Bowl. Your thoughts?
You know what? I'm just out of fear, I'm just going to agree with Kelly.
Okay. I don't know if I like that. Out of fear.
What's that mean? Yeah, I mean,
right
a lot.
Okay. So, All right. I could ride with that. Here it is.
Out of fear of losing this matchup, you and I, I'm going to go with somebody that. Good percentage.
Eagles win, beat the Patriots, win the Super Bowl, hoist the Lombardi Trophy. Eagles win this game 35-20. Yes, they win by 15 points and win the Super Bowl. And my God, it's going to be a celebration, because the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, and it's time to celebrate, my friend.
Oh, that's going to go nuts.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Guys, we'll see you next week. And we don't know what day, because if the Eagles have the Super Bowl parade, we will see you on a different day next week. So stay tuned, guys. We will see you right here. Eagles win the Super Bowl 35-20. We'll catch you later. Fly, Eagles, fly. Here we are. You know what? We're not even going to end with the usual music. We're going to end with this.